This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 8th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Coast Guard has recovered two bodies in about 50 feet of water after Saturday's crash of a T-6 Texan in the Gulf of Mexico. No identities as of yet. We have learned the identity of a pilot whose T-303 Crusader crashed into a house in Louisa County, Virginia last week. 62-year-old Jay Youngquist had just taken off after a stop to refuel. NTSB's Deborah Herzman is asking sleep researchers to educate transportation policymakers on the dangers of fatigue in all modes of transportation. Boeing has subcontracted management of Dreamlifter flights to Atlas Air Worldwide Holdings. Lockheed Martin says the team developing the Orion Crew Exploration Vehicle has fabricated the world's largest spacecraft heat shield. Lockheed and the U.S. Defense Department have told international partners that management changes will reduce the 30-month slippage in the Joint Strike Fighter program to 13 months. Two pilots on board a restored Cessna 320D that crashed in Oklahoma in 2008 may both have been impaired by medications. Researchers at Embry-Riddle are inviting partners to join them in the Green Flight Challenge with a goal of 200 miles at 100 miles per hour on 1 gallon of fuel. And a Chinook pilot's name is Fortune, but his story could be named Miracle. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller asks, how many accidents blamed on icing are actually stalls? I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.